defending your freedom every single day.
From the GunBroker.com studios,
this is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios begins right now. I'm kind of chuckling a little bit with you because of what I'm going to tell you. Sometimes you got to laugh at some of this stuff. Otherwise, you go nutso crazy-o, right? You go cray-cray. Is that what the kids say? Cray-cray. Cray-cray. Shannon Watts, I'm talking about right now. If it weren't so dangerous, it would be purely comical. But it is dangerous because a lot of people follow this moron. And I say moron, and I'll explain why in just a second. The truth is a harsh mistress, Ms. Watts, sometimes. Although she's brilliant, she's a very smart person, she's very good at PR, that doesn't mean she's not a moron. When you say stupid stuff like what I'm getting ready to tell you, which is a lie, and she knows it, or maybe she doesn't know it, you can come up with whatever adjective you want to describe her yourself. I can't say everything I'd like to on the airwaves about what I think. Not about her personally, I've never met her, but about these activities that she participates in, this misinformation, a disinformation campaign, if you will. This was used very successfully in Nazi Germany, this type of propaganda. Continue to tell the lie repeatedly until the people believe it. Joseph Goebbels, right, was very good at that. Propaganda machine. Shannon Watts is a PR expert. She's doing this intentionally. Make no mistake about it. What is she doing? She sends a tweet out yesterday. This seems like a good time. It was in response to a Trump tweet about Syria. This seems like a good time to remind everyone that in America, it's easier to buy a semi-automatic rifle than it is to buy Sudafed. What? It's easier to buy a semi-automatic rifle than it is to buy Sudafed. Oh, boy. So let's just break that down a little bit. We're going to have some fun today, by the way. We're going to break down stupid comments by people who make them. We're starting off with Shannon Watts because it's really simple to do. Because Shannon Watts failed to tell you that you can buy Sudafed at retail. All you have to do is show a driver's license. It's kept behind the counter now because all you tweakers out there that buy Sudafed and make your methamphetamine. Yeah, that's why. But Shannon Watts didn't tell you that Sudafed can be purchased at retail by just showing a driver's license. That's what you have to do. You just give them a driver's license. There's no waiting period. There's no national instant criminal checks. There's no NICS check. You don't have to fill out a 4473 form. But when you buy a semi-automatic rifle, you have to do that. And depending on where you live, you have to wait several days. Sometimes 10 days, up to 10 days. Sometimes you've got to get cards approved to be able to even go into a gun store to buy a gun. Sometimes you have to jump through tons of hoops like New Jersey and California that come to mind. And in some cases, you can't buy that gun that you want because they don't want you to. But according to Shannon Watts, it's easier to buy a semi-automatic rifle than it is to buy Sudafed. I was talking with AWR Hawkins yesterday, and we were talking about this particular boneheaded tweet by Shannon Watts, and he said, you know, it's interesting because she doesn't cite the constitutional right to keep and bear cold medicine. So this is misinformation. It's extremely dangerous, and you have to be aware of it. This is the kind of stuff you've got to keep your eyes on. You have to understand even if you're not reading this stuff, because it's impossible to see it all. I'm sure if you've got enough time to be on Twitter reading Shannon Watts' feeds and everybody else's feed all day, you got way too much time for me. I'm not too sure we can be friends. Because that's just, I don't want you doing that anyway. Tune into this program. We'll give you the nuts and bolts of what you need. And if we miss it today, well, we'll pick it up and give it to you tomorrow, I can promise you. That's important. Oh, yeah, I know. Shannon Watts, right? It's terrible. I know. It's just awful. What are we going to do today? I'll tell you what we're going to do today. We just pointed out that boneheaded statement by her. That's moronic, out of the box, just ridiculously stupid. But not. Brilliant. Why? Because she said it, and there are people out there that are going to believe it. Somebody's going to repeat that. Somebody's going to go, some orange clad shirt wearing Moms Demand Action, which, by the way, that's a silly name, right? Moms Demand Action, if you think about it, is going to go on some new local news program and say, it's easier to buy a semi-automatic rifle than it is to buy a cold medicine Sudafed. That's what she's going to say. And somebody in the news media is going to repeat that because they heard her say it. The Trace will probably write about it. In fact, the Trace yesterday on Twitter, I couldn't believe it. I generally don't engage those people over there. But I got so sick and tired of hearing about my guns and my rights. And I finally just said, why don't you people go spend a weekend in Chicago and get off the backs of good, hardworking, decent, taxpaying, law-abiding Americans. Go to Chicago or any other city controlled by Democrats and go start getting in those crime-ridden areas and just get off my back and shut up. Just go do that. Finally, please, get out of everybody's hair. Oh, Angry Mark was so. You got to be really careful on Twitter because if you let the angry side of you come out, if Angry Mark comes out on Twitter, ooh, I could get in a lot of trouble. So I've been very good by keeping that under wraps. It's hard to do though. It's hard to do, and you got these Twitter losers out there that create an account. I don't know, and it's fascinating. I can't believe Fox plays pool with these people. It's amazing where they'll repeat tweets from people who, and you go and you look at these people, if you go and look at it, you see they have no friends, they have no Twitter followers, zero followers, maybe one or two followers, and they've tweeted three times. And Fox puts this out there and makes it look like it's national news. Some boneheaded tweet from some boneheaded moron, and all of a sudden they're on the front page of Fox News, or they're talking about it on, Shepard Smith's throwing these tweets up there from people who, and you got to wonder why. I mean, this is the power and the danger of the press. This is what Shannon Watts is so good at. She knows how to exploit this for her own gain. She knows that some bonehead is now going to start repeating that statement and that it's going to get out there. It doesn't matter that it isn't true. Shannon Watts doesn't care if it's true. And don't tell me that she's not smart enough to know that that's not true. She is. She just knows her little minions are going to start repeating it. Yeah, well, did you know that it's easier to buy an assault rifle than it is to buy a Sudafed? Oh, man, where'd you hear that? I saw it on the news. The news. Somebody will say that. I'm telling you right now. So, again, let's sidetrack. We're going to have fun today because we're going to do some of this stuff. We're going to pick people apart today because it's so easy. I talked with you yesterday about two things, New York State, and I'm going to talk with you about that before I go into the picking people apart thing because I got to get it out of the way. The Second Amendment Foundation put out a press release about what we talked about yesterday regarding the Supreme Court refusing to grant New York's mootness deal. Oh, yeah, well, you change your law. Okay, we won't hear your case now. Let's just let everybody do that now. Go ahead and put all these terrible laws in place, and then when you get sued into oblivion, just change them back. The courts won't even be necessary at that point. I mean, come on. So I'll read you that. That press release is important about New York. But then, Dick's, I was talking with you about Ed Stack from Dick's Sporting Goods, right? This guy just hands it to you. I mean, he just walks in with a silver platter. Just walks in with a silver platter. Incredible to me that this guy's father started Dick's back in, I don't even know, I forget where it was. I think it was in New York somewhere. With 300 bucks out of his pocket as a bait and tackle shop or something like that, and began selling firearms. I can only think that Ed Stack's father would be very disappointed in him right now if he knew what he was doing. And losing the money that he's losing, which he admits he's losing, and then says it's okay. I'll explain it because I'm going to play the CBS clip. And you heard Diana Mueller on this program just 2 weeks ago, two Sundays ago, week before last Sunday. On this program, Diana was the one who, of course, spoke to Congress. I was on stage with her at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. She joined me on the program. Great segment with her. Great couple of segments with her. She was on that same CBS program. So we're going to play that, and we're going to dissect some of the boneheaded stuff that Ed Stack actually said. And like reading things, hard to get past a headline, right? You get past the headline, and just the way my mind works, I can't even get past their first statement without just literally being able to discredit the rest of the piece without even reading it. And I can do that with Dick Stack. It's Ed Stack from Dick Sporting. It's really, really simple to do, and I'll show you that when we come back after this first segment break, and I'll play that for you. But I'm going to have to stop the tape immediately because of the first thing that he says. And much like what we heard from Shannon Watts, He knows better. And I'll explain that to you. He flat out knows better. If he doesn't, the guy's an idiot. He's a moron. How can you not know it? You're the CEO of the business. Hundreds of stores around the country. Hundreds. Certainly you're not a stupid man. Then why are you so stupid when it comes to this topic? Because emotion to these goofballs overrides any sense of logic at all. It just overtakes them. They can't think straight. And Ed Stack is a perfect example of that. We'll explain that when we come back. But we're going to start with the Second Amendment Foundation release from the great Alan Gottlieb first. Don't go away. It's going to be a really fun show, I promise you.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
AAR listeners, you have all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow and my friend, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Look, I've been using MyPillows for about 3 years. That's how I met Mike. Now he wants to give you deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, the body pillow, regularly $89.99, but with the promo code AAR, it's only $29.99. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the body pillow, for only $29.99. Enter the promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of leather holsters not holding up to EDC? Wouldn't it be great if your holster fit multiple handguns? Let me tell you about 1791 Gun Leather. With 100% American heavy native steer hide, leather artisans handcraft distinctive 1791 Gun Leather into multi-fit IWB and OWB holsters. Order now and enjoy quality, versatility, and the pleasant leather aroma. Call 800-407-1791 or go to 1791gunleather.com for an affordable, distinctive holster that'll last a lifetime.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Let me get a sip of my Defender coffee here. It's hot. It's not iced today. Hold on. It's the Rebel Roast. Really good stuff. A little non-dairy creamer and a couple Splendas, the way I like it. You know, what can I tell you? But it's really, really good. DefenderCoffee.com. Every sip I just took, I'm supporting the Second Amendment Foundation. You can do the same thing at DefenderCoffee.com. All right. I'm going to go start the second segment. I'm going to try to keep Angry Mark in the box for the remainder of this program. And there are no guarantees. No guarantees whatsoever. You'll find out shortly. But I want to start before I go into the Ed Stack, CBS, Dick's Sporting Goods joke, of just a joke, absolute joke. I want to read for you the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb's press release on the New York Supreme Court deal yesterday that we talked about at length. SAF hails High Court's decision to move New York gun law challenge forward. Second Amendment Foundation today cheered the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to move forward with a case that challenges a New York City gun law that was so restrictive the city amended it and then tried to get the High Court to dismiss the case. And I quote Alan Gottlieb now, "We're delighted that the Supreme Court will move this important case forward. The Second Amendment Foundation has filed an amicus brief in support of overturning this egregious attempt to infringe on the right to keep and bear arms. We are confident that the High Court will ultimately rule in favor of Second Amendment rights." That's a bold statement, by the way, from Alan Gottlieb, for him to come out and tell you that. And he has said that before on these airwaves, and the reason he's confident in saying it is because of the way New York reacted when they found out the Supreme Court was going to take this case, and the way every other gun grabber politician in the country reacted as well when they found out that the Supreme Court was going to take this New York case. "It is outrageous," he continued, "that the city has furiously tried to derail this case by changing the law. That says volumes, not only about the city's fear of having to defend their restrictive gun control law before the court, but it also suggests to us that the city knew all along their law would not pass the constitutional smell test under any level of scrutiny. And they panicked. New York and other state and local governments have been getting away with adopting ridiculously oppressive gun regulations because lower courts have thumbed their noses at previous Supreme Court rulings in favor of the Second Amendment," Gottlieb added. He's talking, of course, about Heller and McDonald in particular. There have been a couple others, but Heller in particular and McDonald is what he's referring to. Alan continues, "Equally outrageous, if not more so, was the attempt by Capitol Hill Democrats led by Rhode Island Senator Sheldon Whitehouse to bully the High Court by filing a brief to dismiss the case or face the possibility that Democrats would pack the court. How dare Whitehouse and his associates attempt such coercion? We're proud of the Supreme Court justices for ignoring this threat to their independence as a separate branch of government." Separate and equal branch of government, I might add there. Socialists. "The Democrats," Alan said, "political demagoguery obviously backfired, and rightly so. It just might cost them in November 2020. It's going to cost them in November 2020. There's no doubt about that. Okay. Now we're going to move on to something that is I don't know how far I'm going to go before I have to stop the tape. I watched this with the CBS report. I watched it yesterday late because I didn't have time on Sunday, and it's about guns. And I air on Sundays, and I wanted on Monday, I wanted an opportunity to go through this. I was busy during the day. Now I've had a chance. Now we're going to pick this apart. CBS News on Sunday about your right to bear arms. Let's take a listen. See how far we can go before I have to stop the tape. Stop the tape.
How to reduce gun violence in America.
I can't get past that. That's Jane Pauley. How to reduce gun violence in America. I mean, the whole news thing going on. The whole shtick, right? Here's the way my mind works. How to reduce gun violence in America. Well, I'll tell you how to do it, Jane.
Go read the Uniform Crime Report from the FBI that just came out a few days ago. How about you do that? How about you report on that? How about you report on the fact that of all the guns you're going to demonize in the next segment that we're going to play, less than 150 to 200 of them were used in any murder at all in America, according to the FBI, as you demonize it. 269 guns, all combined rifles. Combined. But that just her opening statement right there, how to reduce gun violence in America, reeks of America is awash in gun violence. The only places awash in gun violence are Democrat-controlled cities. Jane, why don't you do a segment on that? How about that for a suggestion? Do they talk like that? I get that question a lot. Do they talk? Does Jane, she's been doing this for so long, this whole shtick thing. Does she sound like that at home? If she were to, how do I get my husband to pass the potatoes? You know, I don't know. It's just the whole, I can't stand the media. These people make me sick. Let's start from the beginning. Here we go.
How to reduce gun violence in America. With Washington deadlocked, some companies are taking a stand.
What does that mean? Some companies are taking a stand on what? The FBI numbers that are dropping? You're about to hear, I promise we'll get through this. I'll let it play as best I can. It's hard, though. It's really hard. This is like the headline that you read, right? Some companies are taking a stand against what? Falling crime rates? Have these companies seen the UCR, the Uniform Crime Report from the FBI? Is Ed Stack, who's about ready, he's going to rail on your right to own an AR-15. You're going to see how many he destroyed you. Keep them off the streets. Go look out your window and see if you see any on the streets right now. Okay? And we'll give you the FBI numbers again. We played them for you. We went through them with AWR Hawkins on Sunday. I played the audio of his video. But all rifles, less than 280 of all rifles combined. More people were stabbed to death with kitchen knives. 1,500, five times as many people were stabbed to death. How to reduce kitchen knife violence in America. How about that, Pauly? CBS? But I want you to keep that in your mind as we move through this. I promise we're going to move through this. I just got to get this set up for you. And I know they make it so hard. I don't know that I'm going to be able to stay in my seat when I hear the first part of what I play for you from Ed Stack. I really don't. Because it's difficult to listen to. And I'm going to tease this because I'm going to have to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to go through the whole 8 minutes with you, okay? I promise. But I came out of my chair when I heard Ed Stack say what you're about to hear him say, unfortunately, after the break. But I came out of my chair. Then I went and sat in another chair and came out of that chair. I went outside on my front porch and I'm like, I think I should pour a bourbon and smoke a cigar. I don't know that I'm going to be able to get through the rest of this. Honest to goodness, it was absolutely, just listening to it was really, really difficult. Really, really tough to do. And you'll understand why in a second. But did you hear just the way they opened it? You would think if you just parachuted in here that America is just awash in violence. And it couldn't be further from the truth. We'll expose it all after these messages when we come back. Don't go away.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, let's jump right back in. Here we go. You know what I am? Let's start her over again because it's just so fun. But I'll let this play, but I'm going to comment as soon as we hear from Ed Stack. You won't believe what he's going to say. Here we go.
How to reduce gun violence in America. With Washington deadlocked, some companies are taking a stand. Chains like Dick's Sporting Goods, which is pulling more and more guns off its shelves. CEO Ed Stack describes what went into that decision in a new book. It's How We Play the Game, from CBS's Simon & Schuster. We asked Lee Cowan to travel to Pittsburgh and pay him a visit.
How's everything?
Doing great.
Good,
you?
Good. Hi, how are you?
Nice to see you.
How's that?
When you're the CEO of a multi-billion dollar company, you can pretty much play golf anywhere you want. But when you're Ed Stack, the CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods, you get to play golf at work.
How's your game these days?
I'm a slightly better golfer than I was a hitter in baseball.
Nobody gives a crap, frankly.
Not that he has a lot of time for play. With more than 720 stores in 47 states, he's got an empire to run. But Stack is now balancing running a business with his new role as one of the corporate faces of America's gun control debate.
And I don't understand how somebody with everything that's gone on could actually sit there and say, I don't think we need to do a background check on people who buy guns. It's just, it's ridiculous.
What is ridiculous is what you just heard come from the mouth of a man who is either so stupid or so dishonest. There is no gray area here. Let me make this point very, very clear. There's no gray area here. This man is either 100% stupid or this man is 100% dishonest. There's no gray area. And I can tell you he's not stupid. You don't run 700 stores or whatever it is they said. You don't. And you just don't, okay? Or do you? I'll let you be the judge of that. Here's why. Ed Stack just said, I don't see how anybody could be against background check. Dick's Sporting Goods is an FFL. They are a federal firearms licensee. Every single firearm sold at any Dick's Sporting Goods from the dawn of Dick's Sporting Goods and the dawn of requiring an FFL and a background check has been sold with a background check. Every single gun, Dick's Sporting Goods and Field of Stream stores, any gun sold, repeat after me, at Dick's Sporting Goods or any outlet that they own has had a background check completed. Every single sale. What is he even referring to? What is he talking about? Private transactions. I get some coffee. Hold on. It's hard to stay in my seat. This man knows it. He knows every single gun that's ever been sold at his stores across the country has had a 4473 filled out and a background check completed. And if necessary, depending on what state, the necessary waiting periods involved. This is a blatant, sick, twisted attempt to misinform you by the CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods.
A pretty controversial stand for a company that's been in the gun business a long, long time. His father, Richard Stack, started Dick's Bait and Tackle in Binghamton, New York, back in 1948. He used a $300 loan from his grandmother's cookie jar to do it. He was just 18.
That picture right there is my father on the right and my uncle on the left in that store just shortly after it opened.
These days, he'd probably hardly recognize the place. It's grown from that one tiny location into a nationwide chain with some stores that are big enough to house the space shuttles.
This is 80,000 square feet.
80,000 square feet.
As Dick's grew, it became one of the biggest sellers of firearms. Until, that is, 2012, when a gunman opened fire at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut.
All we were going to do is just take it off the shelf and not say anything.
The it he's talking about is the AR-15, a lightweight, semi-automatic, modern sporting rifle, similar to the one used in the Sandy Hook massacre. He ordered all of them be removed from every Dick's Sporting Goods store across the country.
We thought we'd get a little bit of a backlash, but we didn't expect to get what we got. All this about how we're anti-Second Amendment, you know, we don't believe in the Constitution, and none of that could be further from the truth. We just didn't want to...
Okay, none of that could be further from the truth. Ed Stack just pulled millions of firearms, lawful firearms, being sold to people in his stores who passed background checks that he thinks anybody that suggests you didn't have to have would be crazy to do so, when none of that applies to his stores because you have to pass a background check because he's a federal dealer, and because some nut job stole his mother's rifle, murdered her by blowing her face off, and kills 26 people in Newtown, Ed Stack feels it necessary to remove all those guns. But he's not anti-gun. He's not anti-Constitution. He's not anti-Second Amendment. That's the biggest but. I support the Second Amendment but that I think you ever hear. Because he has the ability to pull millions of them off his shelves. Let's go back to that briefly. Here we go.
I thought we'd get a little bit of a backlash, but we didn't expect to get what we got. All this about how we're anti-Second Amendment, you know, we don't believe in the Constitution, and none of that could be further from the truth. We just didn't want to sell the assault-style weapons that could inflict that kind of damage.
What Dick's did...
So I guess Dick's was okay with selling shotguns that inflict tremendous damage, and he's okay with selling the number one weapon of choice, to use their own terms, of criminals, handguns. Handguns are responsible for two-thirds of all murders across the country. Two-thirds. But that's okay with Ed Stack. He doesn't want to sell that gun that can inflict that much damage. How much damage? Less than 280 rifles of any kind were used to murder anyone in the country in 2018, the latest numbers from the FBI. Any rifle of any kind, not just that kind. Let's let Ed Stack continue to embarrass himself.
And stop mass shootings. They were uncomfortably numerous after Sandy Hook. But when this one happened at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida in 2018, it hit closer to Stack than it ever had.
We found out that we sold this kid a shotgun, and that's when I said we're done.
Even though that wasn't the
gun he used? Let's listen to that again. Here we go.
A shotgun, and that's when I said we're done.
Even though that wasn't the gun he used?
Even though it wasn't the gun he used. It could have been. Paul will be here before we know it.
It could have been. We sold him a gun. He passed the background checks. He didn't use it, but he could have. He could have firebombed your store. He could have done anything he wanted to do. So Ed Stack wants to pull everything off the shelves. Now, let me make this very clear. Ed Stack can do anything he wants. I couldn't care less. I don't shop at Dick's. I never will ever again. He never get a penny of my money ever again. And if you're shopping there after hearing this, you're a damn fool. There's other places to buy cleats and shoes and baseballs. I suggest you find one in your area, okay? Because this is what you're up against in America. This is not about him saying, I want to pull this off. This is about misinformation, and it's why he's doing it. It's the underlying root cause of why he's doing what he's doing. Because he is hateful of your right to bear arms. There is absolutely no other reason for doing this, period. None. I'd love to have him on the program. Oh, my goodness. Just that first line, I would rip him to shreds on. Just that first opening line. Ed Stack can, you want to pull guns off your shelves because you don't like guns? Pull them off. Don't hypocrite. See, hypocriters be hypocritin', right? Hypocriters be hypocritin'. Because Ed Stack knows damn good and well that handguns are used in far more murders, thousands, than are any rifle of any kind. And Ed Stack knows it. Dishonest? I don't know. We'll let you decide. When we come back, we're going to continue with this ridiculous tape from Ed Stack.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with the room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense GunBroker.com studios. We're going to be doing the range bag giveaway. We got more stuff to throw in there. We do. I'll tell you about it. I'm not going to have enough time to tell it now because I want to get back into what we're talking about, but we'll go over it throughout the week, and I will have it up on social media. The reason it's not up on the Facebook page yet is because I think we might be adding more to it, so I want to make sure that we're not before I get it up there for you. The gun bag giveaway will not be this coming Sunday. It will be the following Sunday. Be the 20th, okay? Not this coming Sunday because we've got too much to put in it. We're still adding to it, I believe. So hang tight. The moment I'm not, just Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. If you don't want to use social media, shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Please visit all of our fine sponsors, ammoland.com/AAR, where you can read some of the best writers in the country tear this type of stuff we're talking about apart in Ammo Land's writings. And the authors out there at Ammo Land are just off the chain good and are used by people like me as sources and guests many times to come on the program to talk about some of their work. ammoland.com/AAR. Let's go back to this CBS hit piece.
Since Parkland, he and his wife, Donna, have been weighing the moral implications of continuing to sell firearms at all.
So now there's a moral implication to selling firearms at all. Why is there a moral implication? Is Ed Stack not aware of the fact that hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans might use a firearm that his store sold to defend themselves against a criminal who broke into a gun shop and stole firearms, whether it was his or not? Does Ed Stack not care about that? Do you think CBS asks him that question? Of course CBS does not ask him that question.
Even took a trip to Florida to meet with Parkland survivors.
You're speechless for a second because you can't even imagine the pain and the suffering that they're going through. And you, like, walk in, and I just wanted to hug all of them. It was hard.
The experience moves Stack's stand against guns one step further. He announced...
Did he just say move Steck's stand against guns one step further? Well, I thought Ed Steck just told me a few moments ago that that couldn't be further from the truth. Which one is it, Ed?
He would no longer sell any firearm to anyone under the age of 21. A move many inside the company warned would surely drive off sales.
Well, he's okay selling killing machines to people over 21? Where's his position? Where's his convictions?
It did.
How much did you think you were going to lose?
It was $250 million.
$250 million. And how much did you actually
lose? About $250 million.
Yeah, you're pretty much right on.
Yeah, pretty close.
On top of that, the assault rifles that he still had it.
But that's okay, Ed, to lose $250 million for your investors. That's okay. That shouldn't matter to anybody that's holding Dick's Sporting Goods stock in a portfolio. I digress.
Stock, about $5 million worth of inventory, he turned into scrap metal.
And I said, you know what? If we really think these things should be off the street, then we need to destroy them.
So if they don't want guns, that's their right. It feels really anti-American to start creating public policy through corporate policy.
Now, that is Diana Mueller, who you heard on this store, on this show. I was looking at Dick's Sporting Goods store when I said that. This is Diana Mueller, 22-year veteran, retired of Tulsa Police Department, who you heard on this program a week and a half ago, who gave us a taste at the Gun Rights Policy Conference of what she was going to say in front of Congress 2 days later. And you heard her after she testified at Congress. And you know the first stance of we will not comply, which she flat out told Congress she would do. That is not comply. Here she goes.
Diana Mueller served in the Tulsa Police Department for 22 years and is now an award-winning professional shooter. When we caught up with her, she was competing at the Rock Castle Shooting Center in Park City, Kentucky. It was ladies only, a shooting league called A Girl and a Gun. But that's not all she does.
But I have a piece because I have a firearm by my side, specifically an AR-15.
Mueller also became a high-profile spokesman for the gun rights movement. And that rifle she was just talking about is the very one that Dick's is no longer selling.
Now, take a listen to the question posed by the CBS reporter. Listen to Diana's answer, and then let's analyze the CBS reporter's follow-up, shall we? Here we go. Let's do this again.
Mueller also became a high-profile spokesman for the gun rights movement, and that rifle she was just talking about is the very one that Dick's is no longer selling.
Is it a fair question to ask why you need a gun like that?
No.
Because?
This rifle and any other rifle kill fewer people than hammers and blunt objects every year, according to FBI statistics. So it doesn't make any sense to me that this is going to solve a problem that we are having.
Her worry is the same that the National Rifle Association...
How about that follow-up question from CBS? How about that, huh? Do you want to explain a little bit about that? Do you want to explain the crime statistics? Do you want to even talk about that, CBS? No. But don't you love the reporter shtick? That rifle she's shooting is the very same one being pulled off the shelves by Dick's. These people are incredible.
Voiced for a long time. If one gun, like the AR-15, is demonized, then all guns may soon follow.
It leads me to believe that there's going to be another tragedy with a different gun, that they're going to come after the next gun. Until it's all gone.
Dick's and others insist they're not coming for everyone's guns, but they do want common sense gun reform.
All right. We gotta go into a little bit of this here. I don't have enough time to play the rest of it. You can go watch that. It's up on social media everywhere. I would suggest and highly recommend that you do that. It is quite the education. But Dix insists that they're not coming after everyone's guns. Whose guns are they coming after then? Just those person's guns? Or maybe just those person's guns? Ed Steck needs to put his money where his mouth is, where his $250 billion less money where his mouth is. He needs to shut his pie hole, and he needs to get rid of every firearm in his store. Otherwise, he's nothing but a lying hypocrite. I don't care what he does. As I said, I'm not shopping there. I wouldn't buy a gun there anyway. They're way too overpriced. I wouldn't buy a box of ammo there. Never have, never will. And I won't buy anything at Dick's ever again. So he can do anything he wants as a business owner. Couldn't care less. But put your mouth up there and do it. Shut your pie hole and get the guns off your shelves. Every single last one of them in every store you own, of any company that you own. Get rid of them. That's what you need to do. What astonishes me about what you just heard is the fact, now, I didn't go into the part where he took, because it goes on to talk about him removing 5 million AR-15s and destroying them because he wanted them off the streets. He didn't sell them back to anybody, as we talked about yesterday. I don't want to go into that and actually play it because we did discuss that yesterday. But what I wanted you to take away from this was the setup at CBS, the way that this came completely from the left, how there was no fun. Now, I don't know if they asked Diana follow-up questions. You know, hours of interview make 7 minutes or 8 minutes of tape, as we all know very well. And anybody like me who's been in this for quite some time understands that and has been a victim of it. But the fact of the matter is that it came from one direction and one direction only. Now, honestly, besides all that goofy reporter shtick, you know, thing that they got going on, it was fun to watch that, particularly when you know somebody who's a player in it. But it sure would have been nice if CBS talked about and asked Ed Stack about, do we know how many guns in that reporter shtick that you've sold that have saved a life, Mr. Stack? But he won't do that. I'm going to run out of time. Always do. Go watch the report for yourself. Find it online. Have fun with it. But boy, I'm telling you what, put a seatbelt on because you're going to want to come out of your chair. You're really going to want to come out of your chair. Make sure you got a cushion somewhere if you land flat on your face. It might hurt. We'll be back tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day.